ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। 9th January 2023। एसेंस। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, सिंस यू हैव डाइड अ लिविंग डेथ, यू हैव टू फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग। ओनली लिसन टू व्हाट द वन फादर एक्सप्लेन्स एंड रिमेंबर द फादर। आई सिट विद यू अलोन। क्वेश्चन: What teachings are given by the Father, the bestower of salvation, for the salvation of you children? Answer: Baba says, Children, in order to attain salvation, become bodiless and remember the Father and the cycle. By having this yoga, you will become ever healthy and free from disease, and you will not have to repent for any of your actions. Question: What is the sign of those who do not receive the fortune of the happiness of heaven? Answer: When it comes to listening to knowledge, they say that they don't have time. They will never become members of the Brahmin clan. They will also never even know that God comes in a certain form. Song: The heart desires to call you. Om Shanti. God sits and explains to the devotees. Devotees are God's children. All are devotees, whereas the Father is one. Therefore, you children want to experience this one birth in His company. Many births have been spent with the deities. Many births have also been spent in the devilish community. The hearts of devotees now desire to belong to God and to experience one birth with God, to live with Him. Now that you belong to God, you have died a living death, and so you are living with God. In this last and invaluable life of yours, you are staying with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is sung, I shall eat with only you, I shall sit with only you, I shall listen to only you. Those who die while alive are able to spend this life of theirs in His company. This is the one and only most elevated birth of all. The Father only comes once. He will not be able to come again. He only comes once to fulfill all the desires of the children. On the path of devotion, people ask for many things. For half a cycle, they have been begging from sages and holy men, great souls and deity idols. For birth after birth, they have also been chanting, doing penance and giving to charity. They have been reading so many scriptures. They create so many scriptures and magazines. They never tire of them. They think that they will find God through them. However, the Father Himself now explains, whatever you have been studying for birth after birth and whatever scriptures you are studying now, you do not attain Me through those. There are many books. The Christians also study so much. They continue to write something or the other in many different languages, and people continue to study them. Now, the Father says, forget everything you have studied. Forget it all, that is, kill it in the intellect. Many books have been read. It is written in books, so-and-so is God, and so-and-so is an incarnation. The Father now says, when I come, I personally tell those who become Mine to forget all of those things. I now speak things that were not in the intellects of you or anyone else in the whole world. You children now understand that the things Baba explains are not in any of the scriptures. The Father explains very deep and entertaining things. He tells you the news of the Creator, the creation and the beginning, the middle and the end of the drama. So Baba says, if you cannot remember a great deal, just remember two things, Manmana Bhava and Madhyaji Bhava. These words come from the Gita of the path of devotion, but the father explains the meaning of them very clearly. God teaches easy Raj Yoga. He says, just remember me, the father. You remembered me a lot on the path of devotion. They sing that everyone remembers God at times of sorrow, but they still don't understand anything. Surely, the world of happiness exists in the golden and silver ages. And so why should they remember him there? It is because there is now sorrow in the land of Maya that you remember the father. The happiness of the golden age is also remembered. Those who were in the land of happiness are the same ones who study Raj Yoga and knowledge from the father at the confluence age. Just look at the children. Many are uneducated. It is even better for them because their intellects are not pulled anywhere. Here, you have to remain silent. There is no need to say anything with your lips. Simply continue to remember Baba and your sins will be absolved. I will then take you back with me. Some of these things are written in the Gita. There is only one scripture of ancient Bharat. This very Bharat that used to be new has now become old. There is only the one scripture, just as there has only been the one Bible since the Christian religion was established, and they will only have that one scripture until the end. Christ is also praised a great deal. They say that he established peace. He came and established the Christian religion. However, there is no question of peace. They continue to praise whoever comes because they have forgotten their own praise. Buddhists and Christians, etc., do not leave their religion and praise others. The people of Bharat do not have their own religion. This too is fixed in the drama. It is only when people become complete atheists that the father comes. The father explains, children, the books that are used in schools, etc., at least have an aim and objective. There is benefit in them because you can earn a living and receive a status. However, to study the scriptures, etc., is called blind faith. A study can never be called blind faith. It is not that they are studying with blind faith. You can become a barrister or an engineer by studying. So how that could be called blind faith? This is a study place, Pathshala, not a satsang. It is written, Godly World University. Therefore, it should be understood that this is God's great university. It is for the universe. Give everyone this message. Forget your bodies and all the religions of the bodies. Stay in the religion of the self and remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Write a chart of how long you stayed in yoga. It is not that everyone writes their chart regularly. No. They become tired. What each of you should do, in fact, is look at your face in a mirror every day, and you will come to know whether you are worthy of marrying Lakshmi or Sita, or whether you will become a subject. You are told to keep a chart in order to speed up your efforts and see for how long you remembered Shiv Baba. The whole day's activities should appear in front of you. You are able to remember your whole life from a very young age. So, are you not then able to remember your activities of one day? Check for how long you remembered Baba and the cycle. By practicing this, you will be able to race very quickly and be threaded in the rosary of Rudra. This is the pilgrimage of yoga. Since no one else knows about this, how could anyone else teach it? You understand that you now have to return with Baba. Papa's inheritance is the kingdom. That is why the name Raj Yoga is given. You are all Raj Rishis. Others are Hath Yoga Rishis. They too remain pure. A king, queen, and subjects are all needed in a kingdom. There are no kings or queens among sannyasis. They have limited disinterest, whereas you have unlimited disinterest. Although they renounce their hearth and home, they still have to live in this vicious world. For you, there is heaven after this world. The divine garden is remembered. Only you children can keep these aspects in your intellects. There are many who cannot even write a chart. While moving along, they become tired. Papa says, "Children, make a note for yourself of how long you remembered the most beloved Baba, the one from whom you claim your inheritance by remembering him. If you want to claim your inheritance of a kingdom, you have to create subjects. Since Baba is the creator of heaven, why should you not take your inheritance from him? There are many who receive the inheritance of heaven, and the rest receive peace. The father tells everyone, "Children, forget your bodies and all your bodily relations. You came bodiless and passed through 84 births. Now become bodiless once again." Those of the Christian religion can also be told that they came down after Christ came down. You also came bodiless and played your parts by adopting bodies. Your parts are now also coming to an end. Now that the end of the Iron Age has come, remember the Father. Those who belong to the land of liberation will become very happy. They only desire liberation. They believe that after attaining liberation in life, they would still have to experience sorrow. And so, liberation would be better than that. They do not realize that there is a lot of happiness there. We souls reside in the soul world with the Supreme Soul. However, they have now forgotten the soul world. They say, when the Father comes, he sends all his messengers. In fact, no one is sent. All of this is fixed in the drama. We have come to know the whole drama. If you children keep the Father and the cycle in your intellects, you will definitely become rulers of the globe. People think that there is a lot of sorrow here. This is why they want liberation. The two words, liberation and salvation, have been used, but no one knows the meaning of them. You children understand that the bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. All the rest are impure. The whole world is impure. Some even react on hearing these words. The Father says, "Forget your bodies. I sent you bodiless. You now have to become bodiless and return home with me." This is called knowledge or a study. Only by studying this is there salvation. You become ever healthy by having yoga. You were very happy in the golden age. Nothing was lacking there. There was no vice to cause sorrow. People relate the story of the king who conquered attachment. Baba says, "I teach you such actions that you will never have to repent for anything you do. There will be no cold weather there. Now, even the five elements are tamopradhan. Sometimes it is very hot and sometimes extremely cold. There are no such calamities there. It is always spring. Nature is satopradhan. Nature is now tamopradhan. So how could there be good people? Such eminent leaders of Bharat follow sannyasis around. However, when you children go to them, they say that they don't have time. You can understand from this that it is not in their fortune to experience the happiness of heaven. They do not become members of the Brahmin clan. They don't even know how or when God comes here. Although they celebrate the birthday of Shiva, not everyone considers Shiva to be God. If they regarded him as the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, they would celebrate Shiv Jayanti as a public holiday. The father says, "My birth only takes place in Bharat. Temples are also here. Surely, he must have entered someone's body." Daksha Prajapati is portrayed creating a sacrificial fire. Would God have entered him? They do not say this. Krishna exists in the golden age. The father himself says, "I have to create the mouth-born creation of Brahmins through Brahma." You can also explain this to others. Baba explains to you so simply, "Just remember me." However, Maya is so powerful that she doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. She has been an enemy for half a cycle. You have to conquer this enemy. On the path of devotion, people go to bathe in the cold. They stumble around a great deal. They endure so much pain. This is a pathshala where you study. There is no question of stumbling around here in blind faith. Human beings are trapped in such blind faith. They adopt so many gurus, etc. However, no human being can grant salvation to another. To make a human being your guru is blind faith. Nowadays, even small children are made to adopt a guru. Otherwise, the custom is to adopt a guru in your age of retirement. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, "Namaste" to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, "Padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti."
Essence for Dharna. 1. In order to intensify your efforts, it is essential to keep a chart of remembrance. Look at your face in a mirror every day and check, "How long do I remember the most beloved father?" 2. Forget everything you have studied and remain silent. There is no need to say anything. Have your sins absolved by having remembrance of the father. Blessing. May you finish any consciousness of I by saying, "Baba, Baba," through your lips and in your mind, and become an embodiment of success in every situation. You instrument children who increase the zeal and enthusiasm of other souls must never have the consciousness of I. It should not be, "I did this," but "Baba made me an instrument." Instead of I, say "my Baba." Not "I did this, I said this," but "Baba made me do it, Baba did it." You will then become an embodiment of success. The more "Baba, Baba" emerges through your lips, the more you will be able to make many others belong to Baba. Let it emerge from everyone's lips. This one's concern in every situation is just Baba. Slogan: to use your body, mind, and wealth in a worthwhile way at the confluence age and to increase your treasures is real common sense. Om Shanti.